Coach, first and foremost, congratulations on getting this opportunity. What's your background in high school wrestling?
I went to Pekin High School. I wrestled there, so obviously a pretty close school to Washington. Going to college, I ended up deciding I wanted to play college football over wrestle. So I went to Central College and played football there. But in my final semester when I was student teaching, I had a good friend at Pella who was an assistant, or he was the head coach. He kind of talked to me about volunteering and helping with them. So my first year out of college, I helped them out, and I really found a love for the sport and the fact of how, you know, individualized it is, and you really get to know the kids. And I think you could have a huge impact on them because of that relationship you get to build with them. From Pella, I went to Waco. I was a head coach there at Waco for 4 years. Had an excellent time there. Really, really good community. But I felt like I was a little young to be a head coach, and an opportunity came up to be an assistant at Columbus Junction. And at the time, Bill Pleen was there, who's, you know, kind of a legend in the Southeast Iowa wrestling community. And I got to be an assistant to him for 2 years, which was fantastic. And then the opportunity at Washington came up, and I've been at Washington now for 6 years, and, you know, wouldn't change it for anything. It's been a blessing to learn from Coach Van Welden and just have awesome kids to work with, and, you know, super proud of the things with that group and, you know, coaches and kids that we were able to do.
If you had one observation about the way the program ran under Coach Van Welden that you want to see continued, what would be that one thing?
I think it was all about, grassroots, right? When he came here, there was a youth program in place, and I think he built up that program, which is Matt Backers, and it's just a phenomenal foundation and support group for us. And, you know, kids that wrestle at Washington, they start when they're little, they do it all the way through, and they just, they build this bond amongst each other and even amongst the families, right? The parents are sitting there in the stands together for hours on hours, and just that family atmosphere of everyone's in it together and working for the same goal.
We're talking with Justin Chambers, new head coach of Washington Demon Wrestling. Those are the things that matter for building a program, but when it comes to the one-on-one of actually teaching a kid the fundamentals, what would you say is the most important thing that you try to put into your coaching philosophy?
Cale Sanderson at Penn State, obviously he wrestled at Iowa State, but this year after the NCAA tournament, you listen to his interview and he's talking about how much fun their kids have, right? Like the sports, pretty physical, pretty grueling, pretty challenging, but even at the highest level and possibly the best coach of all times talking about, his guys having fun. And at the end of the day, right, if kids are loving what they're doing and they're enjoying it and they're having fun, I mean, they're going to give you everything they got. If it's, every day they're coming in and it's a grind and it's grueling, like, of course they're not always going to be on the top of their game, but if they're in there having fun and smiling and laughing and enjoying their time together with their teammates, I think you get the best out of them. So just keeping that fun at the front of the priorities, and the accolades and the great things will follow behind that.
Do you have any specific goals you've already kind of set that you want the program to hit?
just continuing. When I first came to Washington, we won a conference title, and Fort Madison's kind of ruled that roost for a while, and hopefully, if we keep on the track we're going, hopefully we can start contending for some of those conference titles. And, a little bit before I came to Washington, they placed, in the dual state tournament, which is pretty cool. I think the ultimate goal would be to get back to that whole team, holistic, everybody, getting on board to doing some of those state runs as a team. Individually, I think it's just continuing what we've been doing. Last year, we were fortunate enough, we qualified 5 guys to state. 4 of those are returners, and one of them, in Aaron Boone, he's a returning place winner. So, looking for those guys to make that next step forward as far as, qualifying back to state and hopefully, getting 2, 3, 4 guys on the medal stand.
You do have a nice group coming back this next season, and hopefully those kids, once we get to the winter, are able to go out and continue to succeed. Coach, we wish you the best of luck, not just this year, but in the coming years, and congrats again.
Yeah, I really appreciate your coverage, and you know, I know there's lots of community members that are excited about Washington wrestling, and it's great that, you know, we're putting it out there for people to see, and I think it can only help not only the Washington, but the sport itself, and that's what we got to keep going, moving this sport forward.